Now let's cast our eyes on Kenya and take a look at how African tour guides view Chinese tourists. CRI's Cao Yuwei has more.
Recent media reports of Chinese tourists in Kenya throwing things at wild animals and shouting loudly has sparked dissatisfaction among locals. Several Kenyan tour guides have been interviewed about this issue. They say that, on the whole, Chinese visitors have left them good impressions. They describe Chinese tourists as enthusiastic and nature-loving, and note that they even become sad when it's time to say goodbye to the wild animals. Ashton is one of the local tour guides.
When you're basically watching the wild animals, and when they're here, even though they're going to take photos, and when they're around, they're going to take those photos, and when it's done, it's done. They tell you, quickly, let's go and make more photos. So they basically like to take time more. If it's 1 hour they have, they make use of it. If their safari is 8 days, they have to make use of the 8 days. There's no resting.
Guo Bingdi is a product manager of the Central and Eastern African region with U-Tour Travel Agency.
Sometimes Chinese tourists get excited at the sight of African Big Five game. They would throw things to attract the attention of the animals. This is against the rules of the park. In such cases, punishment will definitely be dealt.
He Wenping is director of African Research Office with China Academy of Social Sciences.
Chinese tourists are actually ambassadors of interpersonal diplomacy. They represent the image of a new China whose economic status has been on the rise.
She adds that Chinese tourists should learn more about African tribal culture and customs so as to avoid unnecessary troubles. For CRI, I'm Cao Yuwei.